Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Zen Dog Training. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Gordon Fontaine.
All right, Gordon, this is really exciting. A new show, a partnership between Just Curious Media and Zen Dog Training. And I'm super excited to go on this venture together.
Me too.
Well, when I've told some people about this new show in the works, the first thing they ask is, that sounds cool, but what is Zen Dog Training?
I've heard that. I've been asked that before.
Your whole career. So let's delve in. Let's start there because I'm a dog lover. This show deals with a wonderful, natural approach to dog training. And I would say I'm an expert until I meet you, and you're truly like the dog whisperer. So I'm here to get educated, but I love your style. We both have a martial arts background, but maybe explain what Zen Dog Training is and more about you as we have many more episodes to come that deal with dog training from do's and don'ts. But we really want to start with who you are and what Zen Dog Training is.
Great. Well, when I get asked what Zen Dog Training is, I usually, the default answer is your dog is the Zen, this beautiful, innocent creature that lives in the moment, that doesn't judge us, or me, at least I don't think they do. but you know, the dogs live in the moment. And so when I named my company Zen Dog Training, at the time I had been studying Zen within my martial art practice and going on retreats and doing a lot of Japanese style, a little more, you know, intense meditation retreats and quiet meditation. And so I felt the name was implying that dogs are, you know, obedient and listening, but also doing it peacefully and training dogs in a peaceful way. But what I didn't realize is how Zen the training became over the years.
Right.
How actually Zen it turned out, in that, you know, when I'm working with people, you really have to start where that person is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more Zen than that. And really every dog I train, I'm really training the person, and our focus is on them as the number one aspect in training their dog.
That's very true. I've raised dogs in my life, separated, you know, through their life, and I get a new dog. It's been 10 plus years. So you don't train a puppy after a decade plus. It's like, I got a reset. I thought I remembered, but that's a long time not seeing a puppy in your life again, where you and your trainers see it all the time. But what's interesting to me is your background in Zen, and you said something spot on there with puppies. They're so present, and just being present as a person is like right now in this podcast, we are present, and it's really, it's something we don't do enough of. But what made you apply your principles in this martial arts to dog training and not just become, not just, but become a sensei?
Oh.
Or were you doing that too? And, you know, like, where did that become like, you know what, dog training? Yes, that's it. You know, when did you pivot to that as opposed to taking Zen into other aspects or other career paths?
Well, I wish I had a really lofty answer for this.
That's okay.
I really do. But what happened was I was kind of working in a corporate setting,
yes.
And I had a lot of corporate type jobs, and I was kind of tired of that. And I started looking for things that I could do on my own. And I even looked into acupuncture and other sort of like practices where I didn't have to work for a company. I could work for myself and have something to offer.
Yeah.
And I always loved dogs. And grew up with dogs and, you know, always had a great relationship, found myself like, you know,
yep,
really in tune with dogs. And then I found that there was a franchise that was telling that you could make $100,000 a year being a dog trainer. I was like, cool. So I immediately started looking into it, and it just wasn't what I expected it to be when I started looking into
it. What, you didn't get that $100,000 right away?
No, I'm not saying that. But the thing was, when I looked into their methods, which they were very, very secretive about, the owner had published a book that was really out of print. So I found it on Amazon, took a couple weeks to get here from wherever, whatever country he was from. I don't want to out this guy. But his methods were totally against what I believe in. It was,
right,
you know, shocking. It was using a spritz can of water in the face. It was a shake can full of pennies. It was using the startle response to train the dogs. And it was just not at all what I believed in. But they helped me understand that there was a career path that I could go down. And so that's kind of what led me to start into dog training itself. I don't think I really answered your question about the Zen part.
But what year was this, so we have some context?
2004.
Okay. All right. It's the same year I moved to Los Angeles.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah. I was embarking on a new journey myself. Now, you were located on the West Coast as well back then, correct?
Well, I went to grad school in Boston.
Okay.
Originally from Texas.
Got it. Okay.
And so I was in Boston and Brighton, and then I found this really genuine, amazing program at the San Francisco SPCA, and I applied for it immediately. It took a while to get in, and I was accepted in the year 2005. And I went to San Francisco to study with Gene Donaldson in a fantastic program that they were calling the Dog Trainer Academy. Was the Harvard of dog training, is what they were calling it at the time.
That's really fascinating, Gordon. And I love how our backgrounds just keep intersecting. I grew up in Oklahoma. I moved west. Then I moved east. Now you're east. It's like, this is so bizarre. We were destined to do this podcast together. It's so wild. So that's interesting. You had the first encounter with this other, whatever that was.
Yes.
I won't call them shysters, but
it was a franchise.
It gave you the confidence to say, I could do this as a career. And then you start researching and find this teacher, Gene Donaldson. And then that was it. You knew you were going to go there and do hands-on for how long? How long of a commitment
is
this?
It was a two-month program, super intense, yes, where we would take dogs out of the shelter and work with a dog every 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then when I was there, of course, I was in San Francisco in the October time of the year.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I fell in love with that city, especially
absolutely
that time of the year.
Yeah. Well, that's really great. So then you finish that course. Are you then thinking, I'm starting Zen dog training. I'm ready. I have the right tutelage and I'm starting my company.
Yes. And that's when I was like looking for names, looking for ideas. And I've been training Aikido at that point since 2000. It's hard to know officially when I started,
yeah,
but I was already a black belt at that point.
Wow.
And already doing a lot of the meditation retreats. And at the time, my teacher, Gleason Sensei, was really pushing the Zen direction and a lot of the philosophy of, you know, quieting the mind and doing meditation. So it was natural to say, well, it's Zen dog training. And that's where the name came from.
That's great. And here's the logo over my left shoulder. Those watching on YouTube, if you are, wonderful logo, very Zen, Gordon, you nailed that. I love it. This speaks to me on so many levels. I can't even tell you, being a huge dog lover. We have another dog show on Just Curious Media. And having a martial arts background, I get it. I love that you pivoted to this. Were you worried about, like, is the name taken? Are other people Zen dog trainers? And because it's a really cool name, you know? So
I was. What I found was that there wasn't anyone in the United States using the name.
Okay.
And that was awesome. And so I looked for the website and I got the zendogtraining.net. But over the years, I've definitely had people now start to use that Zen dog.
So cease and desist. What's going on there?
I've actually trademarked some of the stuff I do now. But, you know, it's really difficult to, you know, I make sure I do the cease and desist type stuff, but you really can't control what's going on.
No.
But I think after almost 19 years now, I think I've established a bit of a brand definitely here in the East Coast.
That's exactly true, Gordon, because making movies like I did before my previous career and now podcasting, when I name a movie or a podcast, immediately people are like, oh, you know, there's another one with the same name. And names are names, right? It's what you do with it. And I'm always like, I'm putting my flag down. And even if there's a little competition or not really, I will establish my brand. And you've done that. And there could be other Zen dog training. That's fine. But you're you. You've been going 19 years strong. So you left SF and I guess came back to Boston where you'd
reluctantly
gone to
because
reluctantly.
There was a teacher in Santa Barbara, an Aikido teacher, was the martial arts I practice, and she was trying to lure me to start my practice in Santa Barbara and also, you know, train at her dojo. Which was a really, really tempting.
So what brought you east then? What was it?
Well, I have to say in the San Francisco area where they're minting a lot of new dog trainers from these amazing programs, the competition is fierce.
Okay.
And in Boston, in the Somerville area, we did not have a lot of high quality dog trainers.
Okay.
There was a lot of
Low quality in Boston.
Well, just what I mean by that is people who might be using methods that I disagree with. So like the shock collar, prong collar type approaches of force first. And it just meant there was an opportunity. And I also wanted to.
You were familiar with Boston as well.
And I wanted to also train with my teacher, Gleason Sensei, and I didn't want to leave that practice either.
I got to tell you, moving as many times as I have now from the middle of the country to both coast and being in martial arts, it is a reset and it's tough. You know, now I'm studying Hapkido at this great place, and now I'm moving. Is there a dojo? So you're right. That does come into play. But you made a good decision. You've made it your home.
Yes.
And you've been growing this business. And I believe, is this where you met your wife? Was that Boston?
I did. Okay. I met my wife here in Somerville. And my teacher's dojo was moved. I helped move the dojo from the Newton area of Boston to Somerville, the town I live in. And
great town.
Is great. And I ran the dojo itself, the financial part of it. I taught the beginner's class for like 10 years as I ran my business and still trained, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week. So there was a lot of multitasking there.
Sure.
Between training a lot.
And both those are very similar, I would say. I've known enough senseis that run their own dojo. You're training students. You're taking money. It's not like you're kind of running two similar businesses. So I know one you're helping on. You probably learn, too, how am I going to do this? Because some people have a dog walking service. Some just do boarding. But you're really focused on training, Zen Dog training. Does Zen Dog training also offer the other services that some people do?
Just training.
Just training. And really, also a good name.
Yes.
Just dog training.
Just training, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Just training. And you know, our teacher for martial arts, he was really not a businessman at all. And he would tell you that right away. And so it was a black hole of like, well, you know, my marketing side, my business side came out to want to streamline that. And I'm already doing it with my own business. So it was kind of a natural place to help out there with the dojo.
Well, I got to say, for those of you listening, check out zendogtraining.net. It's a fantastic website. I mean, it has everything on there. There's so much free advice on there, Gordon. And we're going to delve more into this in upcoming episodes. You've done a great job. It looks the part. I mean, that's part of the reason why we connected, because I went to the website. I was like, okay, it's legit. I mean, because it's a differentiator. You see an old website, it's like, yeah, these guys.
Well, I have to thank John Nana, my web developer out of San Antonio, who went to a college with me. So Dryden Labs there. He did a fantastic job, and he still helps me on the regular.
So, Gordon, this was great to know more about yourself and Zen Dog training, setting the stage for many episodes to come, because so many episodes, we're just going to delve into how to and how not to, and you're going to bring a lot of customer stories, or you're training so many trainers. Yeah, before we leave, maybe just how big is your team now? I am curious.
Great. Well, there's 9 of us, including my part-time office manager, who's fantastic. 2 of those trainers are group class trainers.
Okay.
And then, so there's a core of us who are, you know, in people's homes on the regular. I think looking at our numbers last year, I think we saw 700 new clients last year alone.
Oh my gosh.
And we do at least a 2-visit minimum with our clients. So we're in a lot of houses and getting a lot of training done.
Well, before we came on recording, you were throwing some numbers at me, and I love numbers, and we were talking about or comparing it to the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours, which, being an athlete my whole life, beyond martial arts, just every sport, it was always about putting the time in. So quickly throw those numbers at us, if you don't mind. Your training hours.
Well, I started working it out because I started working, you know, I do like 45 to 50 hours a week on the regular, and I've been doing this almost 19 years. So looking at that number, that's like 45 to 50,000 hours.
Wow.
But that's not actual training hours. So I started to really check in.
Yeah. Okay? Let's get into that.
So I worked out because I see, you know, whatever it is, like 8 to 10 clients a week. So I worked out, and I'm going to take a little 10% off because I take weeks off here and there. But 12 to 15,000 hours of actually being in front of people with their dogs and physically training them.
There you go. Gordon Fontaine is an expert. Is an expert. You have been validated, sir. And that, you know what? It didn't come lightly. You have passion for it. You care about the practice and the principles. And I think it's fantastic. And I'm excited that we have this new podcast to share your methods, your ideology. And it's going to impact more people and their dogs, which is
wonderful.
That's what
I want to do. That's really the goal here. I want more people to understand our approach and hopefully use it successfully with their own dogs.
Yes, absolutely. So thanks so much for listening. First episode of Zen Dog Training. Many, many more to come. Please check out justcuriousmedia.com for all of our other shows. And go to zendogtraining.net. And also, click us a 5-star rating. It's super easy. It takes a half of a second, if that. And leave us a 5-star review as well. Gordon, thanks so much. And I'll see you next episode.
Thanks so much.